Imagine building a business empire only to decide it's time to walk away. Ray J, a household name for his musical talent and entrepreneurial spirit, has made a move as bold as his personality, exiting the company he founded, Raycon Global. Let's peel back the layers on what it takes to walk away from a kingdom you've built, exploring the intrigue and the unknowns behind such a surprising decision. In a journey filled with hits and high stakes, Ray J's departure is not just about leaving a company, it's about charting a new course. What drives a successful mogul to step down from his empire? Join us as we explore the dynamics of success, legacy, and the courage to reinvent oneself against all odds. This is a tale of ambition, identity, and the complex decisions that define entrepreneurship. Welcome to Business Pitfalls and Profits, where we unravel the captivating world of successful corporations and explore the highs and lows of partnerships, acquisitions, and celebrity endorsements in the business realm. Subscribe now to the channel and hit that notification bell so that you'll never miss an episode, and engage with me in the comments. I want to hear your thoughts, insights, and even your suggestions for future episodes. Enjoy the episode. William Ray Norwood Jr., better known as Ray J, has carved out a successful career as both a musician and entrepreneur. Despite starting his journey as an actor, he transitioned into reality TV and then music, where he gained significant popularity in the early aughts. His single One Wish, released in 2005, became a major hit, reaching Doctor 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and earning platinum certification by the Recording Industry Association of America. However, Ray J's ambitions extended beyond the realm of music. Despite continuing to release albums, he sought opportunities in the business world, capitalizing on his fame and abilities. This led to him becoming a sought-after figure for endorsement deals with major brands like Prince Rain's Ingrown Hair Serum, with whom he inked an exclusive $1 million deal in 2012. Additionally, he collaborated with other products and services, such as Monster headphones. Yet Ray J didn't just endorse products, he began to create his own. Recognizing the potential to expand his revenue streams, he explored entrepreneurship further. This shift allowed him to diversify his income and capitalize on his brand and business acumen. Consequently, by 2023, his net worth had skyrocketed to $20 million, propelled predominantly by his thriving business ventures rather than his music career. Motivated by a desire to broaden his investment horizons and driven by his entrepreneurial drive and love for technology, Ray J ventured into a new business endeavor, Raytronics. This company, founded by Ray J himself, focuses on creating and distributing cutting-edge tech products for consumers. In 2016, Ray J took his initial step into the market by introducing the Scooty bike brand as part of the Raytronics lineup. This move turned out to be highly successful, marking a significant achievement for the company. The Scoot e-bike quickly became the talk of the West Coast upon its debut, thanks in part to Ray J's savvy marketing strategy. Employing an extensive viral marketing campaign, he secured product placements with numerous celebrities, including his cousin Snoop Dogg, Chris Brown, Sean Diddy Combs, and Justin Bieber, as well as endorsements from sports teams like the LA Clippers and the Los Angeles Rams. Despite the initial success, Ray J eventually made the strategic decision to sell the company. In what's reported as a deal worth $34 million, Ray J successfully sold Raytronics to a Canadian company called Loopshare. However, this sale wouldn't mark the end of Ray J's innovative pursuits. Ray J's foray into the tech world continued to gain momentum as he sought out new opportunities to innovate. Building upon his earlier successes, he set his sights on even grander endeavors. Recognizing the growing demand for innovative tech products that could resonate with the public, he conceived his most ambitious venture yet, Raycon. In November 2017, Ray J co-founded Raycon Global Inc., a consumer electronics company specializing in wireless headphones, earbuds, as well as fitness-oriented purses and belts. Dissatisfied with the exorbitant prices, vague specifications, and subpar designs prevalent in the audio market, Ray J and his co-founder Ray Lee saw an opportunity to disrupt the industry. By launching Raycon, they took matters into their own hands, aiming to address the significant gaps they identified in the market. Ray J assumed the role of overseeing the brand's direction and strategic initiatives, ensuring that Raycon would resonate with consumers seeking high-quality yet affordable audio products. One of the key pillars of Raycon's strategy was to leverage the latest advancements in technology to develop products that addressed real-world needs. Whether it was wireless audio devices, smart home gadgets, or wearable technology, Raycon focused on delivering solutions that simplified and enriched the lives of its customers. But Ray J didn't stop there. He also recognized the power of branding and marketing in shaping consumer perceptions. He invested heavily in building the Raycon brand, partnering with influencers and celebrities such as P. Diddy, Justin Bieber, Migos, and Snoop Dogg to create buzz and generate excitement around the company's products. Their efforts paid off handsomely, with the company experiencing remarkable success right out of the gate. Within its inaugural year, Raycon reportedly raked in an impressive $10 million in revenue. By 2019, the company's valuation soared to a staggering $25.1 billion, reflecting the widespread acclaim and demand for its products. The growth trajectory didn't stop there. By 2023, Raycon had catapulted from a $10 million a year enterprise to a formidable $40 million powerhouse, cementing its status as a dominant player in the consumer electronics market. Despite the remarkable growth and success of Raycon Global, shocking news emerged in early March 2024 regarding Ray J's departure from his position. With the company's revenue soaring to a staggering $300 million since its inception, one might assume that Ray J would have every reason to continue his involvement. However, it seems that his decision to step away from his role as an officer and shareholder and fully divest his shares of Raycon in a company buyback was driven by other factors. There is ongoing debate surrounding the extent of Ray J's ownership stake in Raycon, with reports varying from 61% to between 30% and 40%. Nevertheless, the potential gains from the transaction are estimated to be substantial, with figures ranging from close to $80 million to as much as $100 million, depending on the intricacies of the deal structure. So, did Ray J leave solely for the swift buyout of his shares, or are there deeper motivations at play? It turns out that Ray J's entrepreneurial spirit knows no bounds, as his recent announcement to sell his shares in Raycon was to venture into the television industry with the launch of a new brand, Tronix Network. With Tronix Network, Ray J envisions nothing less than a transformation of the entertainment landscape, aiming to carve out a niche for his brand in the competitive world of television broadcasting. The unveiling of Tronix Network took place on Monday, the 25th of March, 2024, marking the culmination of Ray J's vision and a significant investment of $4.5 million. Undeterred by the challenges that came his way, Ray J candidly admitted to encountering obstacles early in the year, having initially invested $1.5 million of his own funds into the project and subsequently securing a $3 million loan. Despite this rocky start to 2024, Ray J's determination remains unwavering. Having already exited his position at Raycon, it's evident that Ray J is fully committed to the success of Tronix Network and is determined to channel his undivided attention towards its growth. By freeing himself from any distractions or competing endeavors, he aims to position Tronix as a dominant force in the realm of entertainment television. Despite the challenges encountered along the way, Ray J remains optimistic about Tronix Network's prospects for success. In fact, when announcing the network's launch, he revealed to Forbes that he had already received an abundance of positive feedback regarding the self-funded venture. With his extensive experience in the entertainment industry, including collaborations with major networks like VH1 and MTV, as well as producing shows for platforms like Zeus Network, Ray J is well equipped to navigate the complexities of network television. Ray J's track record of success, coupled with his vision and commitment to the cause, instills confidence in the potential of Tronix Network to make a significant impact. As he focuses his energies on this new endeavor, we can expect nothing short of innovation and excellence from Ray J as he continues to push the boundaries of entrepreneurship and shape the future of entertainment. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Business Pitfalls and Profits. If you like this video, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss our next one. Last but most importantly, don't forget to like and share this video with fellow entrepreneur advocates. Until next time, stay curious.